Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network, and along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I am Gary Dahl. We want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company wherever you might be and in whatever you may be doing. We are getting ready for a couple of busy days across this nation of ours. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, meaning that today is Thanksgiving Eve, and could very well be that some of you churchgoers out there will be going to Thanksgiving Eve services tonight. I know the church that I attend will be having such a service, and it's always a blessing to get together and thank God for his blessings and everything that he's done for us. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and on the program tomorrow, we have a very special emphasis on Thanksgiving, so you won't want to miss it. It'll be a day of blessing and encouragement, or I should say a program of blessing and encouragement to you as you go throughout your day, I am sure. So we will be here with a special program. And then, of course, Friday is Black Friday. And, you know, when people go out and worship the god of commercialism, I guess you could say, or whatever, that's one of the days, ladies and gentlemen, I don't find myself in a store. Sam, Dave, I don't know what you guys do, but I'd rather go to the woods that day than to go to the shopping centers, because that's a good way to get yourself killed. You're probably safer fighting ISIS than you are in some shopping centers, Sam, during the Black Friday. You know that?
Well, I frankly don't have any preference to be in the presence of either one of the two you mentioned. So I'm not going to be with ISIS, and I am not going to be in the shopping mall either, unless I get drugged there. But I don't think I'm having to go. This year.
Well, I don't think I will be drugged there either, but it's really quite the thing, nevertheless. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are many, many things going on in the world around us today. I think that probably most of you are aware of what's going on out in Chicago, even as we speak. What we understand is the biggest riot yet in Chicago over this particular policeman who shot and killed this individual, shot him and then I think shot him down with two shots and then put another 14 shots into him. And I don't know, Sam and Dave, what this says, but you know, number one, we do know that Chicago's crime rate is beyond the Richter scale. I mean, people are being shot, people are being murdered and killed in there all of the time. And when you see the video of what took place out here or out there, it appears that there is no justification whatsoever from the perspective of the policeman shooting Mr. McDonald these 16 times. And again, we've not heard the audio. We've seen the video, or at least they've been showing us the video. We haven't heard the audio. We really don't know entirely what went on out there. But Sam, what do you think? Is this going to paint a bad picture for good, upright policemen, policewomen, and police departments all across our nation? What do you expect is going to come out of this?
Well, Gary, unfortunately, it does not. We know, we've talked about a lot in this program, there seems to be an anti-law enforcement bias coming out of this Department of Justice and this administration and others. I believe that this will only fuel that discussion. We know what happened in Baltimore. We know what happened outside St. Louis. This has the potential because the video is, it's pretty graphic. It looks bad the way it is. And, the result of it is that I'm just the way the things are. I mean, we know that many who went to St. Louis area were some of the same ones that were organized to go to Baltimore. I think there are indications already that some of that same group organizing both of them are looking at Chicago. Chicago, though, happens to have a much larger population of African Americans. There are some that think that there's a bigger pot to draw from. We just need really to pray that that the churches there, I believe, and that the families in the black communities, particular and the other communities, understand what likely is to take place, and they and they're working with their people to refuse to participate in that kind of what we saw as anarchy and so forth in these other two locations.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, certainly this is a time, Dave, in which we truly must be praying for policemen and police departments all across the country because, you know, most of them are good and upright. There is always a bad apple in the bunch, but this is a very serious time for our policemen across the nation.
Well, Gary, it definitely is. And again, I watched the entire video from beginning to end. It is quite disturbing. Again, I don't understand why 16 shots at all would be required for a situation like that. However, what you don't see and what we don't know is what has been going on in Chicago specifically. We know generally there's been shootings that are just over the top. Crime is just out of control in that city. And so we don't know what's led up to this. We don't know what fears the police had. We don't know if they thought this gentleman had some type of device where he was going to blow himself up or do damage. We just don't know. We don't know any of that. But to the bottom line is this. It is just very, very disturbing. And with the climate being what it is, the lawless nature of the country, and forgive me, gentlemen, for bringing it up, but a president in the White House who seems to want to fuel the fires of lawlessness across the nation, it is a very treacherous and tenuous time for those in law enforcement, to be sure.
Dave, do we have a president in the White House?
Well, Gary, we're supposed to. We've got a guy there. Again, gentlemen, I think people sometimes maybe wonder if we're just, you know, we conduct this program to beat up on the president. That's not the purpose at all. We love America, and America is more important than a single individual who has designs on this country that we believe are very, very sinister. But our president is AWOL when it comes to the things that he ought to be concerned about, and he's ever present with respect to the things that he really should have no interest in. And so Gary, it's everything's upside down when it comes to this guy. It's just absolutely upside down. I get up every morning wondering if I'm living in the United States of America when I watch his response to things. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And gentlemen, whenever our president can say with ISIS on the rise, with the Middle East about to explode, with Russia and America via this shoot down of this Russian jet by Turkey, which is a NATO member, and of course us being sucked into that, with all of that going on, the president makes the ludicrous, absolutely asinine statement that it is going to be a powerful statement to ISIS that we're having a climate change conference in Paris. Gentlemen, I mean, can you get any more similar to the Twilight Zone than a statement like that?
Yeah, but in that particular statement, you know, he's basically saying, and he said it, these aren't the exact words, but he said the most potent message that we can send to terrorists and terrorism is we're having this summit on climate change in Paris next week. Sam, that's ludicrous.
Gary, it is ludicrous, and it shows how oppositional this administration is to the truth. I mean, the argument is not even logical. It is certainly not truthful. It is not strategic. I mean, it is strategic if you're going to go direction that they're going, but it's out of connection with reality, and that is a real problem when our leaders are out of touch with reality and truth.
Well, they're out of touch. There's no logical connection exactly, and of course there's no logic a lot of places in many establishments of government these days. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, in just about 4 minutes, so stay tuned. This is Stand in the Gap Today from the American Pastors Network.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone. every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Freed from slavery, Sojourner Truth heard a voice from heaven and began traveling the North preaching emancipation for the slaves. During the Civil War, she came to Washington, D.C. and helped resettle ex-slaves. This day, November 25, 1883, was her last full day on Earth. Sojourner Truth stated, "When I left the house of bondage, I left everything behind. I wanted to keep nothing of Egypt on me, so I went to the Lord and asked Him to give me a new name. I set up my banner and sing, and then folks always come around me and I tell them about Jesus."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today on how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. This message brought to you by Pennsylvanians Restoring Education. Go to parestoringeducation.org or call 484-678-2236.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's so good to have you there by the radio or the computer, however you may be listening. And as we said at the beginning of the program, there are so many things taking place across this nation today and around the world. We just don't have time to hit on every one of them. We want to talk a little bit about what's going on over in the Middle East with the fact that Turkey has shot down a Russian jet fighter. But before we go there, Dave, I understand that the president has come out and is currently perhaps making some statements on ISIS. Is that correct? I'm just sort of trying to follow a line here. Is the president right now speaking on ISIS or making some kind of a special revelation we need to understand?
Gary, he is not currently. He went live with a press conference about the same time we went live with our program, and he made some opening comments about ISIS. To be honest with you, Gary, because we were going live, I wasn't able to pick up anything significant from him as far as his statements, but I will try to monitor that over the next few minutes and see what I can come up with.
That would be good, because I'm sure he'll come up with something profound, don't you think?
Well, profound? Does that go in the same sentence with our president? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but, you know. So, yeah, keep your eye on that, if you would, please. And if anything comes up, let us know. But, Sam, we've been watching this situation over in the Middle East where we find that, Turkey has shot down a Russian jet fighter. And this is really starting to stir things up a little bit over there, not only over there but around the world. It's been very interesting today. And I don't know if you followed this or not, but today, as always is the case in something like this, I've heard a number of different reports about that particular jet fighter. I've heard some people say that it was actually flying in the Syrian airspace. I've heard some say, and these are all reports from various news sources, I've heard some say that it was simply flying around the Turkish border, that is their airspace. And then another one of the reports said that the plane was actually in the Turkish airspace for about 10 seconds when it was shot at. Do you have the exact understanding and knowledge as to where that airplane was when it was shot out of the sky by the Turkish people?
Well, Gary, I have looked at footage that appears to be aerial footage, which mapped the ground. I mean, the plane actually went down in a mountainous area called the Turkmen Mountains. Mm-hmm. What I have seen, again, would indicate that at best Russia was in there maybe a few seconds, perhaps, but the boundary is at best in that area tough to define also. So it was precariously close to the edge, or perhaps not at all, which again raises the question even further. Did in fact Turkey truly provoke Russia? Now, there's a couple of things I think which that go forward in this that really catches my attention. One, yesterday, the president made a comment in the meeting with Francois Hollande from France, in which he said he compared Russia to an outlier. He said Russia is an outlier, using those words. And he said they should come on board with our coalition meaning NATO coalition, and fight the Assad, get rid of Assad, and help us do what they're doing, because Russia simply can't win because they are only a coalition of two people or two entities, Iran and Russia. Now, Gary, there's one very, very gigantic fault with that. That's not true. It's not true at all, because it's not just Russia and China. I mean, Russia and Iran. It's Russia and Iran and Syria. Let's not forget Syria and China. China has their aircraft carrier off of there, off the coast, and they are all in league. They have signed a coalition agreement, military and economic agreement to support each other. And it's not just China and Russia and Iran and Syria, but it's also India, which is doesn't have any presence there, but they're a part of the coalition. So when the president attempts to make it appear to the world that Russia is all by themselves, it's not true. There is an Eastern coalition of nations. And to think that China is not aligning itself, which they have clearly, with Russia, and are providing ultimately an economic backstop to Russia, is to say there's a purposeful intent to mislead the American public and to try and force a Russian alignment into the NATO net, which Russia is never going to come into the NATO net. So, Gary, there's some really faulty things that the president said yesterday that are simply not true.
Well, you know, we were talking yesterday about this situation, and I think I'd mentioned at that particular point that even one of the presidential candidates, Republican presidential candidates, stated that Russia is all by itself and does not have the financial or Putin does not have the financial or the moral support to really do anything over there. So, is it that people, that a lot of people in Washington really have a blind eye to this? I mean, why don't they understand this coalition that you've just talked about?
Well, Gary, I think some of them are increasingly understanding it, and that is one positive thing. The Congressman Gifford and Scott that we talked about the other day that have introduced this resolution to stop the what they would term the CIA backing and the USA backing of ISIS, which is what Russia is saying to be true. That is stuff. Some of that is coming forward, but the president is not to be deterred from trying to continue to define ISIS as the bogeyman bad guy when China, who declared war against ISIS yesterday, which your president didn't mention. Isn't it amazing? China declared war. But China knows full well that the definition of ISIS is Russia's definition of ISIS. And it is not the definition of ISIS as interpreted by our president. So they're both trying to define the term, who is ISIS?
And so explain these definitions clearly, Sam. Who is ISIS? Sam?
The president is trying to define ISIS as this bad group of out-of-control entities that are striking terror throughout the world. But on the other hand, they'll back them up and say that they are the moderate terrorist, goal being to take down Assad. But Russia and China says, come on, gentlemen, and which is what the congressmen have said, ISIS is there because they are a created entity of the Western world to, as a proxy mercenary force, to take down Assad. And so they are tools of the Western world. Therefore, when Russia says, we're going to take out ISIS, what they're doing is they're literally taking out the collaborative force utilized by the Western world to take out Assad. So when Putin says, I'm going to take out ISIS, he means I'm going to engage the supporters of the United States and these moderates. And China knows that. And the NATO people know that. And so I don't know how you can avoid a further conflict because they're trying to define the same terms, but differently. And that's, of course, that doesn't work.
Okay, well, let's try to tie this into this Russian fighter that was shot down yesterday over there by the Turkish folk. Dave, do you think that there's any possibility that Turkey pulling the trigger on that particular jet fighter from Russia is something that NATO has really, behind the curtains, as it were, put together to try to send a message to Putin?
Well, Gary, in all actuality, who knows? Who knows if that is what took place? I guess the possibility certainly exists that could have occurred. Will we ever know that fully? Will that ever be admitted? Of course not, if that is the case. But, Gary, it does propel us into a much, much broader conflict in that region of the world. And it's just – when you couple that, Gary, with the comments the president just made, and I'm not trying to transition here unnecessarily, but the president just made some comments about ISIS at this press conference that he held, and it was only maybe 2 minutes in duration, and I've got some of the comments he made. He said it's time to go after ISIS in Iraq and Syria. It's time to go after them. After all this time, now it's time to go after them. He's announcing a broader campaign against the Sunni jihadists that are part of ISIS that have rampaged, of course, northern Iraq and Syria for some time now. He said, quote, I've made it clear that we will hunt down terrorists who threaten our country wherever they are. That means I will not hesitate to take action against ISIL in Syria as well as Iraq. This is a core principle of my presidency. If you threaten America, you will find no safe haven. But, gentlemen, all those words are empty. They mean nothing.
Well, they are, and we're just about out of time in this segment, and we can carry it into the next segment. But, David, how many times has he said that over the past years? I mean, it's empty. There's nothing
there. Well, Gary,
there.
If our listeners will remember, this entire scenario in Syria began with a red line the president drew in the sand that Assad crossed over, and he did nothing about it. And now here we are with this dilemma.
And he'll do nothing about this, in my estimation. I mean, unless some sort of a miracle occurs. You know, it's just disgusting any time you hear that president speak. I mean, I'm sorry. I just have to say that. And we should be praying for him indeed. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, but we will be back in about 3 minutes with more Stand in the Gap today for this Wednesday, I think it is.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence, which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama says it's understandable people might be worried about terrorism after the attacks in Paris, but that there's no specific or credible intelligence indicating a plot in the United States.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe.
He spoke after meeting with his national security team. A pilot of a Russian military jet denies getting any warning from Turkey before being shot down. He was rescued with another pilot reportedly killed by Syrian rebels.
Speaking on state-run Russian television, Captain Konstantin Mukhatrin says the plane he was flying did not violate Turkish airspace. Turkey says it gave 10 warnings over 5 minutes to Russia to get out of its airspace.
Fox's Jessica Gallagher and U.S. defense officials confirm those warnings were issued. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. There's pending legislation in Harrisburg that threatens religious liberty, putting at risk Christian schools, faith-based ministries, and even Christian-run businesses. The proposal is called the Fairness Act, but in truth what it would do is equate the biblical view of human sexuality, specifically in the area of marriage, as the same as racial bigotry. Christian schools would be severely restricted in hiring decisions and policies, and no longer be free to make those decisions based on scriptural perspectives on marriage. Professional licenses would be denied to people who refuse to agree that the union of two men or two women is the same as marriage between a man and a woman. School locker rooms and public restrooms will be forced to open to people of the opposite sex who identify otherwise. Bottom line, the bills are dangerous to religious liberty and tolerance. Take action by finding out more at our website at pafamily.org and going to our Citizen Action Center.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, thank you for staying tuned to your radio or your computer, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Stand in the Gap radio program for today. And even as the American Pastors Network website was mentioned, I also want to encourage you to go to the Stand in the Gap radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. I realize this is the holiday weekend coming upon us, and many of you folks will be traveling, and you may get away from the radio station that you listen to because you're in another city or another state or whatever the case may be. But if you have a computer, you can still listen to our program at standinthegapradio.com because there's a link there to our anchor station, which is WFYL in the Philadelphia area. So we encourage you to take your computer and listen to the program, even though you may be away from the radio station that you listen to on a regular basis. And, of course, also at that particular website, you can correspond with us, and we would encourage you to do that. We were talking about the president's press conference, which was not a very long one whatsoever, where he said that he is going to do everything that he can to stop ISIS. And Dave and Sam, I will believe that when I see it, and I will only believe it when I see it. But at the same time, he mentioned that there really are no real terroristic plots known or being considered. They're not picking up any chatter that could threaten the homeland of the United States of America over the next couple of days. However, yesterday we indicated that the State Department is putting out an alert that Americans, whether it's domestic or foreign, must really be on the alert and vigilant as we go into this particular holiday season, including right up through to about the 25th of February. And not only that, but within the last 24 hours, I suppose it has been, bulletins from the Department of Homeland Security to various local police departments across the state have a bulletin has gone out to ask the individual police departments to be prepared for, quote, Paris copycat actions. And it's interesting. I did a little bit more research on that. And one of the things that they are encouraging smaller cities to do is to be very alert. I mean, you know, many times we think of Los Angeles, we think of New York, and what we understand, Sam, by the information given to us, is that Los Angeles and New York, and perhaps some others, will be patrolling, the police will be patrolling their streets with machine guns, which I kind of thought they've done that for a long time anyway, from what I understand. But a part of this warning that went out yesterday also said police departments of small cities and small towns need to be very much alert as to some of these potential Paris copycat actions taking place across the country. So we have on one hand the DHS sending out this bulletin. We've got the State Department sending out this bulletin. And now we've got the president coming along and saying, well, we don't have too much to worry about. What's the truth here, Sam?
Gary, I think it's like we entered the program yesterday. Everyone ought to stay alert. We know that there are sleeper cells here in this country. There's no question about it. We know that they're investigating about 1,000 of these things across the country. We know that. Others have confirmed that many of these folks that have come in have connections. We've already had some things, events here in this country. So therefore, no one should think that there is not an issue. But again, we should go about our lives understanding that at the end of the day, what these guys attempt to do is to create fear, and we cannot be debilitated by that, but we should keep our eyes alert. I would say just don't get all out of shape about it, but understand it is there, and Homeland Security didn't advise and give advisories to local law enforcement because there was nothing. They gave it to them because something could happen, and therefore be alert.
Well, you think they're just basically saying be cautious. I mean, be alert, be ready.
Correct.
Nothing right there in your face, but be alert and be ready in
Correct.
Case something does come up. And so to the average citizen, go about your day-by-day routine. Whatever you were going to do over the weekend and throughout the course of the holiday season, go ahead and do it.
That's basically correct.
You know, Gary, if I could just make a couple of suggestions. When you're out in a public venue, survey the area where you are thoroughly. get a real good location on an exit in case something were to take place where you would need to exit. If you're in a mall, it would be a great thing for you to have set up ahead of time with your family, all of whom, for the most part, most family members carry a cell phone. You know, set up ahead of time a game plan should something happen. You're going to all meet in one location or, you know, to have their cell phones ready in case they need to be contacted. And then, Gary, one thing I've done now for the last probably 3 years it's just something that's inbred into my DNA now. I never sit at a restaurant with my back to the door. I just never do. I sit in a location where I can see the front door of the restaurant. And again, I'm not trying to be paranoid, not trying to frighten anybody by saying these things, but these are just simple, you know, common sense things that somebody can do ahead of time in the event something unfortunate that we pray never happens. Should it happen, then you've got a game plan in place. You don't wait until after the event. You plan ahead of time.
Be vigilant, be watching, be alert. And I think that, of course, is the key. Now, you know, through all of this, Obama is saying that he's continuing to do everything that he can to keep our homeland safe. Sam, my question to you is, should we feel safe because Obama says he's keeping us safe?
Well, no, clearly. You know, and I can't answer because, you know, because in a reality perspective, this president has not at all been about truly protecting the American people. What he has been fully about is bringing in all of these people who are potential threats to the security of America. And do not forget, he has been dead set on removing our Second Amendment rights to defend ourselves.
Mm.
And that is absolutely the opposite of actually truly looking out for the protection of the American people. So no one should at all be confident that what the president said should at all make them comfortable. Not at all. And and ultimately, we know as believers, our security is in the Lord. It's not in anyone. It's not in other people. But on the same hand, our civil authorities do have a biblical and constitutional duty to protect the American people, but this president has made it clear he's not concerned about that protection. He's not.
And so on a personal basis, Sam and Dave, it's not wrong if you want to have a concealed weapon permit to carry a gun with you in the United States of America, right? It's not unchristian to do that, right?
Correct.
Gary, it's not unchristian at all. My wife is a concealed carry person. My son is. I am as well. So, no, it's not wrong at all. It's not wrong just because we carry, but it's the Bible, you know, talks. There's laid out in numbers of places in the scripture about defending yourself. And again, I would cite the passage in Nehemiah chapter number 4 where they prayed but also set a watch. Mm. They had a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other, as it were, and protected themselves.
And even the Lord himself told his disciples, buy a cloak and buy a sword.
That's
now,
exactly
the sword is a modern-day gun. Why in the world would the Lord Jesus Christ himself tell them to take a sword? Well, it was a defensive weapon. They weren't going to one individual go out and take over the world. That wasn't the point. But they were on the roads of those days continually confronted by robbers and others who would seek to do them physical harm. And so to defend himself or defend another person is a biblical duty. And so he said, take a sword. So let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely true. And I, you know, just to go along with Dave, I have a certificate. I'm certified to carry a concealed weapon as well, and don't always have it. I have it a lot of the time. And it's a very, very biblical thing to do. Now, we're just about out of time for this particular segment, but I think we'll carry it over maybe into the next segment as we're talking about being safe here in the United States of America. We've talked a lot about these refugees coming into our country and how that Obama and other folks across the country are saying, well, you know, we've got a very, very good safe vetting process. I mean, you know, nobody is going to sneak into the United States of America with the front on of being a refugee who really wants to destroy our nation. And yet we've just found out that Senator Jeff Sessions has revealed that 12 refugee jihadists have been charged this year, have come into the United States this year, who actually, for what we understand, went through the vetting process and got into the United States of America, it looked good. It looked like they were okay. But in reality, they were just trying to get in here to destroy our country. We've got names. We've got pictures of those who have done that. A very, very clear proof that our vetting process is not really as good as Obama says that it is. We'll talk more about that when we come back after this break, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned. This is the American Pastors Network radio program called Stand in the Gap Today. We're delighted to have you with us. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Have a 401k and are unsure what to do with it? Are your retirement savings actively managed? Hi, this is Mark Magruder, an enrolled agent, tax advisor, and wealth manager at the Life Financial Group, a wealth management firm specializing in helping successful Christian families make wise financial decisions so they can better provide for their families, plan for retirement, and fund kingdom ministries. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "It is required of stewards that they be found faithful." If you'd like to work with someone of like faith in the areas of taxes, investments, insurance, retirement, or discuss Social Security and estate planning, give me a call to set up a comprehensive financial review at no cost to you. Call me today, 1-800-688-5800. That's 800-688-5800. Or visit us online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Without God, liberty will not last. A quote from Thomas Jefferson.
This week we celebrate Thanksgiving, a wonderful time to be with family and friends. But in the midst of family, don't forget the essence of Thanksgiving. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. In the Old Testament, God often referred to the giving of thanks accompanied by willing sacrifice. Psalm 50 says giving thanks equates to paying our vows to God. Thanksgiving is literally a time of giving back to God what we owe Him, our praise and thanks for His goodness and mercy. Even in the midst of trouble and war, we should be grateful for all who God is. We can replace pride with humility and self-sufficiency with dependency on Him. We urge fathers to lead their families in looking to God, not government, and to look up and sacrifice, not around in covetousness. It may help to remember that the first pilgrim Thanksgiving was marked not with feasting, but fasting. They had it right. I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network, urging all of us to give God what we owe Him this Thanksgiving, our praise.
Join the Pennsylvania Pastors Network at papastors.net.
Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School is an online public school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Founded in 2004, our mission is to have a school where children can see the world, develop character, promote independence, and become lifelong learners. We teach our students to be leaders, thinkers, and scientists. They are taught to be logical and critical in thinking. Some of our classical teaching methods range from online class lectures to debates to Socratic teaching, which develops the art of speaking and writing. We encourage our students to be well-rounded by participating in sports, the arts, and their communities. Your child can benefit from this style of innovative education. Visit us at palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And before we went into that last break, we were talking about the fact that Senator Jeff Sessions, within the past 24 hours, I believe it is, has actually brought out into the open a list of 12 vetted refugees who quickly joined jihadist plots to attack the United States of America. And, you know, yet we find and I've got the names of those individuals right here in my hand. You can go online and you can even get their pictures, or at least you can get some of their pictures. And so it's all out there. And yet, Sam and Dave, we find that Barack Obama and a lot of his minions are coming along and saying, you know, our process of vetting really does work. And to be honest, as I see it, Dave, that's a bold-faced lie. It doesn't work. When will people get that message in the United States of America today?
Well, Gary, I'm not sure that they're going to get it if they're not willing to listen to those that have cautioned the president. The president himself is not willing to listen to those who have cautioned him. Gary, there are a number of officials on record saying that there really is no way to vet these people coming from Syria because there's no records on them. And so whenever the president talks and others talk about the fact that they're going to go through a thorough vetting process, Gary, that's absolutely not true. Yesterday, I sent to you, gentlemen, you neither one may have had the opportunity to watch it, but whitehouse.gov, the White House website, has an audio on the website by Jay Johnson, the director of Homeland Security, stating the process through which all refugees must go. Gary, he talks about how thorough a vetting process this is. And there is a video that is attached to it that kind of gives graphics and so on. But Gary, again, all of that is a farce. All of that is a ruse because there's no information really available on these people. And so running them through a security database or some type of database when there's no information on them, Gary, serves no purpose whatsoever. So this is absolutely ludicrous.
And Dave and Gary, can I throw something else in here? Right now, front page, it's on Drudge, but it's from a Washington Examiner. The headline is, Coming Soon, More Immigrants from Muslim Nations Than the Population of Washington, D.C., 680,000. It talks about the Obama open door immigration policy that they are pushing for now, that is set to accept more immigrants from Muslim nations over the next 5 years. What it shows here is a chart and a graph that over the last 5 years, already there have been 680,000 green cards issued to migrants from Muslim nations. And what the president is talking about doing is committing to bringing in an additional 680,000 Muslims from Muslim nations. And in this article, they refer to some of this data that Senator Jeff Sessions has released that we're just talking about right now. So while we talk about what Senator Sessions has said, the process allows for the embedded jihadists, is what I'm saying, embedded jihadists to come through this mix. This, the size of the number of people that has been brought in, is astounding. And while we talk about 10,000 Syrians, the president is talking about 680,000 more. So let's put the let's focus on where it is.
Plus the 500,000 that has already come in the past 5 years. That's over a million.
That's correct.
And Gary and Sam, if I could say this, this is a topic that's been somewhat debated, but the Tsarnaev brothers, who were the perpetrators of the Boston bombing incident, they were, in essence, refugees who came into this country. Mm-hmm. Their parents arrived in 2002 on tourist visas claiming asylum on the basis that their ties to Chechnya would expose them to persecution back in Russia. And then they ended up staying here. So in essence, gentlemen, they fit the description of what a refugee would be from Syria. So here these people are coming in and they end up perpetrating acts of horrific terror against the citizenry of the United States. And the president has the audacity to want to bring more without any real vetting process, gentlemen. It's absolute insanity.
And my question is this, Dave and Sam, how many are here that we don't even know about beyond that particular count that we're looking at? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, well, I do, Gary. Well, absolutely.
And that's what Senator Sessions is saying and others is that these that we focus on are already a part of the millions who are coming across the border that are not a part of this, who are here and have infused themselves into communities. We have no idea, gentlemen, how many, but it's in the millions. These numbers here, 680,000 green cards, these are official invitees, and the president is wanting to invite another official 68,000 over the next 5 years. Interesting. That's a year beyond he's planning to be in office. Is he planning to be around 5 years from now?
We've talked
about
that.
That's a great question, Sam.
You know, I hate to say this, but you guys have heard me say this before, that it wouldn't surprise me if he wouldn't claim martial law, you know, due to some catastrophe that he puts together somewhere about June or July of next year. And as a result, the elections are put off. And so he goes into 2017 as our president yet. I mean, I hope that doesn't happen. I pray that doesn't happen. But it wouldn't surprise me if it did happen. But, you know, Jeff Sessions, I like Jeff Sessions. I've had the opportunity to meet with him a couple of times. And I think maybe you guys have as well. I believe he's a good Christian. I think he's a Baptist. He might even be a Sunday school teacher. I don't know about all that. But one of the questions is, why doesn't Congress put some teeth into stopping the president during this budget or these budget talks? And I mean, they hold the purse. Do you think that what Jeff Sessions has come up with, Sam, is going to give some power to the Congress to say, whoa, 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 we're not going to support anything you do, Mr. Obama, on these refugees?
Well, I mean, does it hold the potential? The answer is yes. But you remember, just not too many weeks ago, before Boehner left office, the whole gigantic big budget amount was passed. What Congress is doing right now is doing the allocating. December 12th is when they've got to have it done by that date. Otherwise, there are some issues that run up against. So what he's trying to do is factor this into the allocation of those dollars. The problem has been that this administration, for some reason, has been able to access and spend trillions of dollars that nobody seems to know where it is and how it's gotten there. And even what these congressmen have said about funding some of this ISIS stuff on the ground over the Middle East are all off budget. And so it's not even a part of the appropriation. So there are multiple ways to avoid what Congress is doing, but it's a perfect time to bring it up, and I applaud the senator for doing it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just about done for today. 19 seconds left, something like that. We want to thank you very much for being there by the radio, and many of you listen to us every day. We thank you for that. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, and we would encourage you seriously to go to Almighty God and give Him thanks for the salvation that we have in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, for His Word that teaches us about who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, and for the fact that here in the United States of America, we still live in the best nation on the face of the earth. Don't forget that tomorrow we will be having a very special Thanksgiving program for you, so you won't want to miss it. Until we greet you by way of radio, again, stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.